The question was asked, how does a Jew find meaning in life? Should he volunteer with the Red Cross? Should he join the Magen David Adom, the Israeli ambulance corps? How does a Jew find meaning in life? So this question can be addressed in multiple ways, but I think that the surrounding questions which you asked indicate that the answer you're seeking is what Maimonides says in Igeret Teiman, in his Yemenite epistle, where Maimonides describes that the Torah was given to us as the best possible way to live in this world. It's the best possible way to live in this world in a physical way, without talking about the world to come. And it is the best possible way to live in this world in a spiritual way. And it is the best possible way to live in this world in a balanced way. And when a person wants to lead a balanced life, as Maimonides stresses in numerous places, this is the golden path, the way of the Torah. And it is the best possible way to live in this world to afford good, kindness, giving to the world. If you want to be a source of good to the world, so then the Torah gave you the formula. It is the best possible way to live in this world to have a meaningful life. Now, within the Torah system, there are nuances. The Torah has diracheha darchei noam. Its multiple paths are pleasant. There isn't only one path within Torah. We have 613 mitzvot. And if Avraham was super focused on taking in guests, we don't see that Yaakov was super focused on taking in guests. Yaakov was super focused on developing his family and doing other things. Each one had different mitzvot they were focused on. And by the same token, different Jews will focus on different mitzvot. We all perform all 613 to the best of our ability. And yet within that, different people have different strengths and weaknesses and different opportunities. And so they have different responsibilities within the 613 mitzvot. If a person inherited $50 million, he has a certain responsibility to society. He can't just say, well, what I connect to is being a chazan, so I will spend my day perfecting my voice to sing in honor of Hashem. That's very nice. You have a responsibility. If Hashem blessed you with this wealth, you have to use it for the benefit of mankind. So when you ask, how does a Jew find meaning in life, I think that the system itself is a system that leads to a meaningful life. Within that system, a person's own identity will also help him define where he will stress, where he will put more efforts or less efforts. But in general, as we will learn in Nachmanides' Torat Hashem Temima, we believe that there is nothing good, kind, and positive in the world that is not included in the Torah. We believe that anything that is good, kind, and positive, anything that is really good, kind, and positive, is already expressed in the Torah. And if you learn Torah and you observe Torah, then you will become a good and positive and kind and giving and benevolent person. The Torah trains you and the Torah gives you mitzvot which guide you to do that in a balanced, positive way. And any meaning that you could find in life, you will find in the Torah. The Torah is so open and so encompassing, and the Torah will give you the balanced way to do it. But if it's a question of the Red Cross, or it's a question of Magen David Adom, or it's a question of volunteering in the army, or it's a question of volunteering to help people in the earthquake in Haiti, it's all addressed in the Torah. And through the Torah, we learn the balanced way to do it. But the Torah is going to give us the most meaningful possible life. So when you ask, how does a Jew find meaning in his life? I think that by observing the Torah, and within that observance also finding one's own identity, using one's strengths and realizing that in accordance with one's opportunities and strengths, one is going to channel one's time to develop in specific mitzvot. So that's where a person finds meaning. Tell you a very nice story that happened this week. There was a yeshiva that they wanted to sell sandwiches to the guys. They had married people coming to learn there, and they wanted to sell them rolls, ready-made sandwiches, so that the guys who can't prepare at home or who are rushing or don't have the time to do it, so that they'll have rolls that they can buy in the yeshiva. So they put up a sign, who would like to prepare rolls for 25 shekel an hour? And a young man comes in and says he would like to do it. How many rolls should he prepare? For tomorrow he should prepare 15 rolls. He has to maintain the cost under 3 shekel, but he has leeway to go up to 3.5. They'd like it to cost under 3 for the yeshiva. The yeshiva will put it for sale for 4.5 to 5 shekel. He's supposed to give it for 3 to 3.5. They're going to pay him 25 shekel an hour, so that adds to the cost another shekel and a half. So it's costing the yeshiva somewhere around 4, 4.5 shekel, and the yeshiva wants to put it for sale for around 5 shekel. Fine. So he walks in the first day, that he's making it, and he brings in the rolls, and they ask him, how much do we owe you? So he says, I made all the rolls for 2 shekel a roll. He happened to have made 10 rolls. Pay me 20 shekel. So they said, wait a second, that covers the rolls. What about your time? So he said, no, me and my wife, we did it together, and we had such a good time doing it. As we were doing it, we were both smiling to one another. Look at how many people we're helping. By us not accepting a penny for the work we're doing, we are helping so many people get cheap food and be able to learn Torah. So now I have the merits not only of my own learning, but of all these young men who will learn. We don't want a penny. We're happy doing it together and giving it for free. So here, you'd ask them a week ago, what's their meaning in life? So they'd have one answer. And now this week, they saw an opportunity. They said it works for them. It's great for them. They're happy doing this mitzvah. This mitzvah is something that they feel like fits into their schedule. They can take out that hour every night to prepare sandwiches for a group of guys in yeshiva and make it affordable for them. So that's another added meaning. You'll ask me, did the Torah define that that couple has to do this mitzvah? No. The Torah gives us 613 mitzvot, and the mitzvah of kindness is very open. But through the Torah and through the values of the Torah and through developing that attitude, let me find ways in which I can help humanity move forward. Through that, they found another aspect of meaning for their lives. I'm sure that this isn't the only one. But I'm saying, you know, each person and each couple and each family is going to find the path that works for them within the paths of Torah.